Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Krista, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Wendy and Shermin. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Krista. This is Wendy, and I'm glad to be here with you today, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Divya Parekh back as a guest on our show today. Divya Parekh is an internationally known business relationship and leadership coach and speaker. She heads the DP Coaching Group, which helps entrepreneurs, leaders, achievers, coaching them to achieve their personal and professional goals with laser focus, unstoppable confidence, and resonant relationships. Divya is also the co-author of an international Amazon best-selling book, The Voyage to Your Vision, and the author of several other books, including Emotional Intelligence, Critical Thinking, Leadership and Influence, and her latest book, The Entrepreneur's Garden, 9 Essential Relationships to Cultivate Your Wildly Successful Business.
And hello, everyone. I'm Shermin. I'm on the show today as well. We had Divya on our show back in November of 2016 when we talked about her newest book, The Entrepreneur's Garden. If you missed her previous show on Sky's the Limit Radio, you can always listen to it at blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit, where all our past shows are archived. The format of our show today will be a little bit different. Instead of an interview, Divya has agreed to do a short coaching session with one of us to give our audience an experience about what it's like to be coached by her, and my co-host Wendy has volunteered to be her coachee today. So welcome again to Sky's the Limit Radio, Divya. I'm so glad to have you back on our show.
Oh, thank you, Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. You know, it's a pleasure to be back on your show. And I'm excited to see how we can give this experience to our listeners.
Awesome, Divya. It's really great to have you back. So let's get started right away. I'm going to turn the mic over to you so that you can give us a short demonstration of what a typical coaching session with you is like. Wendy, are you ready to be coached by Divya?
I am ready. I'm ready.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. And listeners, it's really exciting to be with you all today. So, Wendy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. Looking forward to this.
Oh, wonderful. And if I may ask you to close your eyes, and let's get centered first before we get into anything.
Okay.
So if you'll close your eyes, and at the count of three, just take a deep breath and exhale out at your pace. So three, take a deep breath. Exhale out. Two, take a deep breath. And and exhale out. One, take a deep breath and exhale out at your pace. And slowly come back to me. So thank you, Wendy, for sharing your issues, you know, online. And it's a tough place to be, so I recognize you and acknowledge you for that. So if you were to share, what would you count as your biggest blessing today in your hand at this moment?
In my life in general or my business or?
Anything, whatever you deem as a best blessing in your life, in your business, because wherever you go, there you are.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'd say my biggest blessing is my family, my children. They're both grown and very successful, so I feel like that's a very, very big blessing.
Oh, lovely. And that's the key, right? Family is what we do things for. It's about our existence, and it's that love that encompasses us and our family. So do you feel blessed today as you are in your situation with what you have and what God has given you?
I do, actually.
Fantastic.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And it is okay if you don't believe in God either. So when you don't believe in God, it's still what life has given us, what nature has given us, sun, moon, and the other things. So now let's start from this place of gratitude. Do you feel centered?
I do, yes.
And are you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, Wendy. So, Wendy, let's talk about one thing today. What is it that one thing that you would like to see in your business in 2017?
What I would like to see? Well, right now I'm in the process of putting together a membership site for coaches to help them attract clients. And so we're in the pilot segment of it right now, pretty soon getting ready to promote it. And so what I would really like is to have a very successful launch and have so many different coaches wanting to sign up for the membership, since I have so much to share with them to help them attract clients. So that's what my focus is right now in terms of my business. So just having a successful launch would be amazing up to the end of 2017. My goal is to have at least 10, 20, say 50 by the end of December. That would be amazing if I could do that.
Absolutely. And when you share that, you know, you want to have a successful launch.
Mm-hmm.
And now you mentioned 10, 20, 50. So I would invite you to imagine that you have achieve that successful launch. And what does that look like? Be as specific as possible.
What does it look like? It looks like lots of people, many, many coaches are able to get out there and help other people and help change the world. That's the whole reason I'm doing this, just because I can't do it all myself to help the entire world, so I might as well help other people who can do that as well. So, you know, to create this ripple effect, to spread out into the world. So that's what I would really love to be able to do with this particular membership program. Like into 2018, it would just blossom and expand into more things. I have so many different resources, and I'm able to share with them. So just to help them become better coaches, in fact, not necessarily better coaches, they're already great coaches, but just to be able to get themselves out there, become be positioned as experts as they are, because right now they're kind of like not really out there. They're like the best kept secrets, as you've heard. So in order to get themselves out there and positioned in front of the people that they want to work with, that's my main goal, to be able to allow them and give them the skills to be able to do that and attract the people who are the best people that they would, you know, their ideal clients. So that's my main goal, is to be able to get these coaches out there to share their expertise.
If I'm understanding correctly, what your membership site is going to do is that, you know, you are creating a platform for coaches where you will be teaching them skills to brand themselves, because currently they're best kept secret.
Correct.
And your skill sets that you'll be sharing with coaches is going to allow them to position themselves as experts that they are.
Right.
Not only position themselves, but get recognized and be present in front and center of their clients, so that they're able to make a difference and impact in these clients'
right.
lives.
Because I have communicated with many of them, and they're amazing at what they do, and they're really great. But it's just getting from them to the people that really need them is the where the gap is. So that's where I come in, where my membership club comes in, to closing that gap between them and the people that need them and want life, their life or their businesses or whatever it is, their health, to be the best ever. So that's my job. Yeah.
Yes, no, it's so beautiful, because you're not only helping them expand their reach, you're expanding your reach by supporting them to expand their reach. That's beautiful, and I acknowledge you for that. So to become more clear, let's go back to the successful launch. We know the why behind the membership site, that you want to help your clients become strong and enrich their lives so that they can enrich their clients' lives. So now that said, can we become even more specific as to what that successful launch will look like? Will it be just having the people in the membership site, or are you already planning to equip them with the skill set by end of December?
Oh, yeah, yes, I'm already doing it. They're going through some modules right now, some training modules. The main reason was so that they could give me some feedback to see if there was any part of the training that needed to be more clear, or if I needed to add anything, and they have given me some really good feedback. In fact, I've had to redo a couple of the videos just to make it so that it coincides with what some of the feedback has been. So that has been really great. I'm sorry, what was the last part of your question?
The question was that, you know, when we are talking about the successful launch, that you want them to be successful in positioning and impacting their clients, but how will you measure that success? Because when we are defining the success of launch, the first thing, it's almost like, if I may share an analogy, is that where are we going? That what does a true North Star look like? Whether we are, so for an example, if you are going to New York, are we traveling by bus? Are we traveling by plane? What are we traveling like? So what does that success, if you were to measure that success, what would it look like? So I'll just share another example. So for example, couple of coaches, you would say, let's say if you have 10 coaches in your pilot program, then 10 out of 10 coaches, your 5 coaches already have 5 new clients. So do you know what will that success look like in numbers, or is there any other measurement matrix around it?
Oh, so you mean by the end of December, as far as
yes.
when the launch? Oh, I see. I would say that by December there would be, let's say there are 30 people, 30 coaches in the membership by the end of December, and I would say a percentage of I think maybe 30% is a good percentage of the coaches within the program, after going through all the modules and the training and everything, that 30% of them would have at least two to three clients that are, and the whole theme of the program is high end, so it's called High End Coach Academy, and so the idea is to help them with their mindset as well, because so many coaches don't value their services as much, and so they feel very reluctant to raise their fees. So in order to attract high-end clients, you actually have to be a high-end coach. So there's a lot of mindset training in there as well. So let's say my goal would be by the end of December, it would be great if about 30% of the coaches in there would have at least two high-end clients. And that would be amazing if that actually happened. So let's say I had 30 people in there. So 30%, my math is not great. even 10%. So like 10% would be 3. So even, well, that's not actually where I would want to be, but whatever 30% is of the number of coaches that I would have in there, if they could have at least one or two high end clients, that would satisfy me very much.
That's fantastic. So basically, since we have had this conversation, what you could do is you could create a range, saying that from 10 to 20% of my coaches have 1 to 2 high end clients. This is what success looks like to me.
Right, because once that happens, then it can keep going, and then other coaches can see this happening to their co members, and they say, okay, I'm going to do this too. So it's sort of a way to motivate other people who haven't quite gotten there yet. So
yes,
that would be very successful for me by that time in December.
So having this goal, having this clarity around this goal, you said it, that what will you do so that as your coaches are getting clients, what can you do and what will you do to inspire them, to motivate them, where, you are fueling their passion and fueling their fire so that they can not only help each other, but they can inspire each other to achieve that next level.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what will I do to motivate them?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying? I would feature them. I would have them, put them on a platform to speak to the rest of them, like maybe do an interview with them so they can feel like they are really special because they accomplished something that they have been wanting to have happen for so long. And then I would also offer them to maybe help the others, like maybe partner up with them and just to see how they can maybe motivate them, telling them how they did it, what happened with them, and then sort of giving them little challenges or something that they can, like I wouldn't have to always be the one to display the, getting this, the motivation and the support out there. Like I would always be there, but then as coaches in there become successful and start getting these high-end clients, they can start helping the other members and bring them up as well, so that we're all sort of all rising up to the top and just make a really great community. And then that would in turn have people be really interested in getting other people that they know that they feel like that would really benefit from the program, so it would grow, the program itself would grow that way as well. I'm just sort of thinking,
love it.
Thinking at the top of my head, but that's the...
Yeah, no, love it, because one of my mantras is learning together, developing together, growing together, evolving together, and succeeding together. And when you help others succeed, they're going to help you succeed. And,
mm-hmm.
Yes, call me crazy, but I love it when others succeed. So that's what you have hit the mark, hit the nail on the head, and that's beautiful.
Oh, good.
So would you say Now, are you equipped to achieve your successful launch?
Am I equipped? You mean with the like with help getting the technology and everything done?
Yeah.
Basically, I have some help. I have a VA that's helping me put together the program, the membership site, and I'm thinking that she's also going to help me with the launch as well. I just need to do some of the promotional videos and things just so that I can put it out there and for people to check it out. And also, I'll have to start asking for testimonials of the members so that I can feature those within the promotion, so it'll look so people from the outside will be able to see how what they experienced during the pilot. So to answer your question, I think I'm pretty much equipped. There are a couple of little holes I need to figure out as far as the promotional part of it. There are a couple of videos I need to to edit a little bit just to make it a little bit more coincide more with some of the feedback I've gotten. So there's still more to do, but I think I'm pretty good with being equipped with what I need. If that's
fantastic.
You're asking. Yeah.
Yes. No. So we have looked at what your success is going to look like. We have looked at what you can do to make that success happen. And then we've also talked about the technology and or your launch that could be successful and will be successful. It's about thinking in the terms of mindset, because your mindset is in the right place. You have the support in form of your VA. You have the support of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I would recommend a great acknowledgement to you that I want to just take a moment to say that, you know, you have planned, because it's 80% of success lies in planning and preparation. So let me ask you this. During our coaching session, do you feel that you've become more clear, and how will you use what we have talked about today in going forward for your successful launch?
Well, I'm glad this is being recorded so I can listen to some of my answers and some of your questions. But I did get more clear as far as where I want to go. I never really considered or thought anywhere past the launch, but up to December, then that's way past the launch. So I hadn't really figured out or even thought of what I would want to accomplish by the end of the year with the membership. So. So I'm much more clear about that. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And let me ask you this. When the clarity steps in, what happened when we were having the conversation as to how you could make the launch successful?
Gives me more motivation and inspiration just to keep going, because there have been bumps in the road and wondering if should I really do this, but it's just making me more clear that I definitely do need to, and I should, because there's so many coaches out there that need this. So I guess the clarity has given me that inner push and incentive and motivation just to keep going with it, because it's. Really,
and what happens when you have that inner push?
Lots of things get done. A lot more things get done. Things that aren't as important go further away on the list of things to do. Sometimes I do busy work, and it doesn't necessarily become into being productive. So I just need to push some of those things to the side and just concentrate on what the most important action steps are to move forward with this.
Oh, fantastic. So when passion, performance, so you had your passion and purpose come together. We figured out your why, we fueled your passion, now it's going to impact your performance, and when your performance is at its peak, you're going to have profit. So I think
that's awesome.
coaching session in a nutshell today. Very quick one, but.
Wow. That was very, very quick, but very effective. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And you were going to explain, you were going to give us a little idea of what you have to offer and some of the things that people might be interested in finding out more about you and how to contact you. So this is your time to talk about that.
Thank you, Wendy. Kristen Sherman, for having me on your show. Really appreciate it and really grateful. So what do I offer? I can be reached at contact@diviaparekh.com. D-I-V as in Victor, Y-A, P as in Paul, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, E, K as in Kevin, H as in Harry. contact@diviaparekh.com. For keynote speaking, for breakout session speaking, or if you want to catapult your business into the right direction, because when you have the clarity, when you have your three things, your purpose, passion, and performance together, and want to reek in the profits at the end of 2017 or in 2018, you can call me in. I am your business relationship advisor, and I take a look at your business, I take a look at your organization, and we figure out where you want to go, where you are at, and we bridge the gap using your strengths. And if you're ready to give your message a voice, if you're ready to make your message a movement, I help you write your book that is business-focused. So, for example, we are releasing The Art of Unlearning today, where we have brought 10 powerful women who are sharing their stories. And all the profits from the book is going to go to Kiva, because it is so important, people, to give back to our community. As you grow, give back. Grow together, learn together, evolve together, succeed together. And actually, it's on Amazon right now for 99 cents. You can order the book as a pre-order. And all our profits are going to go to Kiva, where we are going to help the entrepreneurs all across the globe. So help us out. Go purchase the book. And you can find me at www.diviaparekh.com. And feel free to reach me at contact@diviaparekh.com. Because I'm here to serve and support you. And thank you, ladies, again. So appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yes. So I guess this is the end of our show already. Gosh, it went so quickly. We just really loved, I especially loved everything that we spoke about. And I'm sure that you could, if we were going to be doing this in much longer session, it would be amazing. So that would be great. So anyway, thank you so much for coming, and I hope that you would be able to come and speak with us another time. Would that be something you'd be interested in doing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, excellent. Okay. All right. And I think Sherman is reading the exit. If not, I will do it. And thank you so much. And we will hopefully talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Divya. And
Thank
you, our audience, also, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/skiesthelimitradio, or you can visit us at our website at skiesthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you. To listen to the recording of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/skiesthelimit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye. And thank you, Divya, for such an awesome session. Really powerful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Divya. This was great.